Reno City Attorney Carl Hall is up for re-election against his opponent John Cadlick, who has previously served in the role as well. And Jeanette Damon is the government watchdog reporter at the Reno Gazette-Journal. She sat down with KUNR reporter Stephanie Serrano to break down this race.
Thanks for coming into the station.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So can you tell me about the race of city attorney? What does the city attorney do, and why should residents care about this position?
So the city attorney is an elected position, and the city attorney runs the city attorney's office. That position represents the Reno City Council, so you see him in all of their city council meetings. He advises on open meeting law and procedure. He warns them if they're coming up against some law they might be breaking. His office is responsible for representing the city in all civil lawsuits. His office also oversees criminal prosecutions for misdemeanor citations, so like domestic violence and DUIs and other things that don't rise to a felony level. There's that criminal side of the office as well.
Who's running and what is their level of experience?
So there's two people running for office, and both of them have been city attorney. The current city attorney is Carl Hall. He's finishing up his first term, which is 4 years, and he wants a second term. His opponent is John Cadlick, and he was the Reno city attorney for 8 years, two terms, before Carl Hall was elected. He says that when he decided not to run for re-election 4 years ago, he was getting a little older and, you know, maybe had some health concerns. But after 4 years of that, he says his health is fine and he's eager to get back to work. And he's not a real fan of how Carl Hall has done the job either. Carl Hall's had a bit of a rocky tenure, which we can get into. Cadlick just says he wants another shot at it.
You hinted at Carl Hall's rocky tenure, which started in 2016. Take us back. What was going on?
Yeah, so two women filed sexual harassment complaints and hostile work environment complaints against the city manager, Andrew Klinger. Those complaints were investigated. Carl Hall's office took the lead in that. They hired an outside lawyer to look into the complaints. Some of the hostile work environment allegations were founded. The investigators didn't find evidence of sexual harassment, but Carl Hall, in particular, came under fire by the attorney for the two women who accused him of siding with Andrew Klinger, of providing too much information about the investigations to Andrew Klinger, of not informing the Reno City Council that their city manager was under investigation. It was an awkward period because the city really didn't have policies and procedures for dealing with a complaint against the top guy in charge of the city.
Do you believe this lawsuit is changing the way Reno residents are viewing the city attorney's race?
It's possible. I think what's really at the forefront right now is more the strip club fight. And the city is in the middle of this fight to move the strip clubs into properly zoned industrial areas. But the city attorney, Carl Hall, has become kind of the target for the owners of the strip club in this whole fight. So right now they're using their sign not to depict strippers, but to have these like really antagonistic messages about Carl Hall, calling him all sorts of names, saying that he's creepy, he doesn't like women, he's voted the worst city attorney. And so they're attacking him because they're mad at the city trying to move them. But, you know, they're using some of the rhetoric from that sexual harassment complaint and lawsuit to attack him. So it's all kind of mixed together.
What was his response to kind of handling all of this criticism?
Yeah, he defends his performance. He thinks he's done a good job as city attorney and wants another 4 years to continue to do it. He thinks the attacks by the strip club owners are unfounded. But his line about it is that he thinks it means that he's doing his job if he's earning the reprobation from the strip club owners.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Reno Gazette Journal reporter Anjanette Damon speaking with KUNR's Stephanie Serrano. Find more election coverage at KUNR.org.